I want to learn how to be sitting in something that's unfinished and still be fulfilled. I want to learn how to be able to say, I've got something to be happy about, even though the job's not finished. Because in the words of that famous hymn writer Bon Jovi, we're halfway there. Whoa. Somebody say, whoa. I'm halfway there. Yeah, I got two wins. So while Kobe's strategy may be an excellent strategy for sports, it is a bad strategy for happiness. For you to focus on what is unfinished in your life, the unfinished business of your spiritual growth, the underdeveloped areas of your character that still aren't as far along as you wish they were, the unfinished business enterprises that you don't yet know if they're going to turn out good or turn out bad. For you to focus on the unfinished is to diminish the gift of this right here, this right now, this breath, this sermon, this moment, this gathering, this praise, this opportunity, this new day, this season, this moment, this person, this relationship, this effort, this breath, this right here. Somebody say, this right here. So I'm headed somewhere and I'm excited about it and I'm working on something because I'm not complacent, but God, teach me to be content while I'm in it. Time travel to the year 50 AD with me, will you? Let's get out of 2009. We're going to party like it's AD 50 in the church today. Oh yeah, we're going to party. Touch somebody, say it's going to be a party in here today before this preacher finishes preaching. But first, in order to get to the party, we got to go through the pain. And I need to speak to you a little bit today about the danger of postponing joy. Don't let the pressure make you postpone the joy. Isn't that what Kobe was trying to say? No, I still got to get us to game. We got to win four of these, not two. So I can't smile at you right now. And it's a genius press conference strategy for a soundbite. I mean, let's be honest. We're still talking about it today. But it is a horrible way for you to approach raising your kids. Job's not finished. When will it be? When do you think it's going to be finished? You think you're going to send them off and they're going to be finished? There is a boomerang anointing on your children. Come right back. When will it be finished? When will it be finished? What's there to be happy about? I still don't have a job. I've been looking 4 months. Well, when you get a job, can't you lose it? Talk to me. Well, see, I'm single right now. When I meet my Boaz, what's that face? I will be blessed and highly favored. And all the married people said, ha ha! Unless you marry Holly, then you will be finally, eternally happy. But she's off the market. And the thing about it is, if you postpone your joy because of the pressure, you will never give God praise. If you think there is a future date where you will be, keyword, I'm going to teach you for a little bit, when I'm free from this, when I'm free from this and I have more time, when I'm free from this and I don't struggle so much, when I'm free from this and it's not a temptation anymore, when I'm free from this, do not shout amen. When I am free from this relationship, if you're sitting next to them, go quiet. Just go dark right now. Just look really confused as I preach. If it wasn't for this, it would amaze you how many people are waiting to be free from something. because you think you're going to feel something when you're free from something. And what I have to learn how to do in my life, and I suggest it is the task of all of us who walk by faith and not by sight, is to be free unfinished. To be free unfinished. To know that, okay, well, my money isn't where I want it to be, but my marriage is. My marriage isn't where I want it to be, but my relationship with God is growing. My relationship with God isn't where I want it to be, but I'm in church today. Devil, did you see me show up with my good clothes on, wearing green? Come on, pinch somebody real quick and say, I just wanted to get one in. Pinch yourself real quick. Pinch yourself real quick. I mean, some of you need to wake up and realize all the things that God has done, and you are sitting there not smiling, not shouting, not celebrating, waiting on something else good to happen. When would be a good time for you to praise Him? I will bless the Lord at all times. All means all. Bless Him means bless Him. Bless Him right now. Bless Him, my brother. Bless Him, my sister. Bless Him, my friend. Bless Him. High five somebody. Say, it's the right time. It's the right time. The Bible says that the jailer was commanded, hey, watch out for these two. Watch out for these guys. They're turning our city upside down. Watch out for them. That's why the devil has had you contained. That's why the devil is trying to constrain you with anxiety. That's why the devil is trying to press you down with depression. Because there's something in you. The attack against you only indicates the potential that is within you. That's all it is. So, what you gonna do about it, Paul? And this must have shocked everybody who saw him in those shackles. This must have shocked everybody who saw him in those shackles. It's about midnight, the Bible says, which is a bad time. It's a bad time to go out. It's a bad time to be awake if you're in. I want to be in my bed at 9:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every night. It is a product of this stage of my life. And as the process of day gives way to the process of night, something very interesting happens. Say, my joy is my job. Now, the jailer was commanded to Paul and Silas as their guard. But the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23 that you are to guard your heart above all else. So while the jailer is guarding Paul, we see that Paul was apparently guarding Paul too. Because if at this point he has allowed bitterness to seep into his heart because this isn't fair, and if at this point he has allowed uncertainty to paralyze him, he is not going to do what he does next. The Bible says about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And other prisoners were listening to them. It's a process. Put it in the chat. Say, it's a process. It's a process. It's a process. It's a process. And when you're going through things in your life and the unfinished business and realizing that it's a process, I'm a process. Recovery is a process. Wealth building is a process. Holiness is a process. Relational intimacy is a process. Showing up is a process. Staying put is a process. Day is a process. Night is a process. The day, the birth of day, includes the process of the coming of night. And at midnight, Paul and Silas started praying and started singing. If I could give that guard one word of advice, it would be, you made a mistake. Not when you put their feet in the shackles. You made a mistake. Not when you put them in the inner cell. That's the most secure part of the prison. I understand you were doing what you were supposed to do. I wouldn't even tell the guard that he made a mistake when he went to sleep, because you'll see in just a few verses that he actually was dozed off over there in the corner somewhere. And that's fine too, because their feet were in the shackles. But the mistake that you made was putting them together in the same cell. If you would have kept them in isolation, they would have processed this pain differently. If you would have kept them separated, Paul would have started processing, well, maybe God doesn't want us over here in Europe. If you would have kept Paul in isolation in his own cell, he would have started processing, why does life have to be so hard for me? God, you got Peter out of prison. You can't keep me out of prison. If he would have kept him in isolation, maybe he would have started comparing it to the last time that he preached. Maybe if he would have kept Paul in isolation, he would have gone into self-pity. Maybe if he would have kept Silas in isolation, he would have sabotaged. But the Bible says he did one thing wrong. He put them in the cell. The devil did one thing wrong this morning. He let you get to Elevation Church at 11701 Elevation Point Boulevard on St. Patrick's Day of 2024. Because he put you next to somebody who is about to pinch you. Pinch your neighbor real quick. Who is about to pinch you and look him in the eye and say, wake up! God is with us! Clap your hands if you know God is with me in the process. I speak it over your life. God is with you in the process. God is with you when it's 2-0, when it's 0-2, when it's game 4, game 5, game 6, game 7. God is with me in the post-game analysis because he's with me in the process. Put it in the comments. He's with me in the process. He's with me in the process. And I want to make sure that the way you are processing the unfinished places in your life, the way you are processing the imperfect parts of you, the way that you are processing the parts of your life that do not match your preference, I want to make sure that your process doesn't become your prison.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.